In the California recall campaign, Labor Day witnessed Governor Gray Davis and Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante attend the same event 10 minutes apart, separated by a mariachi band and, it seems, a chasm of ill will. Republican aspirant Arnold Schwarzenegger worked the state fair in Sacramento, where he deplored unemployment and ducked reporters' questions. Conservative Republican State Senator Tom McClintock, who is working the talk radio shows, faulted Schwarzenegger for declining to join him in a no-new-taxes pledge. And Republican Peter Ueberroth, the former baseball commissioner and the organizer of the Los Angeles Olympics, faulted him for committing to just one of four planned debates. Phil Mateer is political columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle. We're talking with him once again. And, Phil, those debates, you have one coming up this week. Who's going to be in it?
Well, everybody but Arnold, it looks like. It's in nearby Walnut Creek, which is just a couple of miles outside San Francisco, but in a much more moderate conservative area. And it's going to be even the debates, I've got to tell you, are a little odd in this election, because the way this recall is run, Governor Gray Davis is going to be the first guest in the debate, and he'll basically just be answering questions and sort of debating his own image. And then the other candidates are going to come on, minus Arnold.
But the other candidates, minus Arnold, we're not talking 130 other candidates. What's the screen for getting into the debate?
Well, they've set a poll number, and what we're going to actually have is the Arianna Huffingtons. We're going to have the Peter Ueberroth. We're going to have Cruz Bustamante. We're going to have the upper tier. The lower tier, coincidentally, are also being scheduled for a debate during the same week, the remaining 120 or so. It's a pretty crowded field out there between the top rung and the bottom rung, and I suspect that if you tried to have a debate with them all, you'd have to hold it in Pac Bell Park.
Yes. Who is getting the political money so far in this race?
Well, money is flowing left and right, and it's sort of interesting to note that California sort of prides itself in trying to campaign finance reform. We recently passed a law that supposedly limits donations to candidates to $21,500 per donor. But no sooner did this race start than everybody has found loopholes to move around that. Gray Davis is collecting millions of dollars. He's not under that cap because technically he's not a candidate, believe it or not. Arnold Schwarzenegger has pumped his campaign with $2 million of his own, and he's out beating the bushes for some rather high-priced donors. Cruz Bustamante, the lieutenant governor, has been the beneficiary of some $300,000 in Indian gaming money, which is one of the hot topics in this race. And conservative Republican Tom McClintock is at the Indian Trough as well.
I just wonder, this campaign is unique for California and in many ways unique for the entire country. But as a political writer, how do you find it different from an ordinary gubernatorial race, say?
Well, first off, since it is so shortened, every day in this race is like a week in a usual race. Stumbles are much louder. Faux pas are heard around the clock. Californians this time, however, seem much more interested in the economy and in the function or dysfunction of government as it is, much more so than they were, say, in traditional earlier campaigns when they used to throw up choice, environment, education, sort of the catchwords on both the Republican and the Democratic side. So sort of the old litmus tests just aren't valid anymore. And ironically, it is talk about taxes. It's talk about workmen's compensation. It's talk about unemployment insurance. It's talk about regulation of industries. It's talk about all those things that the candidates always in past elections say they want to talk about but never do. And that's not to say there's not a good portion of good old-fashioned mudslinging going on here, but at the core, Californians this time out are saying, what makes government run, and why isn't it running this time, and who's got an answer?
Thank you, Phil.
All right.
Political columnist Phil Mateer of the San Francisco Chronicle.